A92. There's a proposed amendment which was recommended, I think, by Gil Malone, on page 4, line 21. Bill, can you, have that in mind?
I know what about this bill, I'm very familiar with it.
Knowingly made in the petition?
What was the number?
392.
I'm very familiar with this motion.
Senator Bill?
No, House.
Proposed amendment that Gil Malone made is on page 4, line 21.
But I don't have the Senate committee substitute. I have his committee substitute.
Well, all I have is one copy, I can get. Well, ladies, no Senate committee substitute by the Judiciary Committee. Make copies of that for going to the next bill. House Bill 605, and then House Bill 670, and House Bill 672. Oh, House Bill 605 is done. Did you want the outcome? It's related to participation in state programs for supplemental employee benefits? Okay. Without objection, we have before us House Bill 605. Senator, you know about this?
What are we working on?
Committee substitute? Yeah, committee substitute for House Bill 605 by the State Affairs Committee. Fiscal note is $150,500. FICA, 15 first, joining.
This allows, substantially, Mr. Chairman, this is, if I'm not mistaken, this allows any employer to withdraw from the social security system.
He does what?
If he applies to the commissioner, makes a request with the commissioner, and only after an adoption by a resolution by the legislative body of the municipality, to allow municipalities to.
Oh, right, okay.
To, and their employees to withdraw from the social security system.
Is there an objection to moving it out with individual recommendations? Without objection?
Really not decision.
They can get into our retirement system.
605.
What? 605.
House Bill 670. Try this one more time. House Bill 670 was recommended as a change, proposed, it's third time it's coming before the committee. There's a new one? Right.
I don't even have to take it out.
This is the one that vests authority over the court buildings and facilities in Supreme Court. There is a termination date of June 30th, 1982. Senator Cordova?
Yes, sir.
Anybody see Senator Sumner about the meeting?
He's been with Andy.
Yeah.
Busy.
Who have you seen, Bill, and?
I saw Bill in the downstairs on the main floor, John, but I.
You see, it's a George.
I was looking to see if we should get up.
Yeah. Desire of the committee?
This is not on the second page. I'm sure that's not.
Error?
Yeah, I think the second page is incorrect, I'd send it back to drafting. Send it back to drafting.
No desire in the committee, don't go any place.
I have no desire.
Next, 672. This is an appropriation to the Department of Education for adult basic ed programs and provided for an effective date, $767,500.
That's a good bill.
Is there an objection to put it in the House? Do it pass?
That's a Senate bill?
A House bill.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
We are on
House Bill 672, right. And it's adult basic ed program,
right.
DOE.
Right.
Right.
Is there an objection to a due pass?
There's two different amounts.
671.
Committee substitute. Committee.
The CS we have is 767,500, and that was a committee substitute that came over from the House.
Whatever.
So we just
due pass. One.
Okay. Without objection. Hold 710 till last, because that's the one that takes a lot of explanation, a lot of appropriation transfers in that one. House Bill 729, Senator Hackney, Arts in Public Places or something.
Mr. Chairman, the Arts in Public Places bill is one that is reputed to add no cost to the building program. However, it would take 1% of the amount of money that's allocated to a building. I would move that we move it out with individual recommendations.
Without objection? House Bill 863, an act providing for a task force on fire prevention and control. Senator Ray?
Sir?
House Bill 863. You had requested that one?
Yes. We went out with individual recommendations.
Do you object, Senator Petula, that it was assigned to your committee?
No.
H.S. Fire Prevention.
No, I do not.
That's a good one.
House Bill 865. House Bill 865 is an act relating to civil liability for personal injuries or death occurring in unimproved land.
I think there's a problem with that one.
Is there?
Well, I mean, I think it might need an amendment, if I'm not mistaken,
okay.
Unless somebody's already done it.
I don't have a... Hey, I'm sorry, Bill, I forgot to call you. I thought I called everyone. You can have Rose if you want. Okay, it's just the one section. Where would it be, Bill?
It would be up there on line 13. Let's see. He's not liable in tort for damages for the injury to or death of a person who enters onto or remains on the unimproved portion of the land.
Unimproved portion.
I think that's what you should be on there. Otherwise, you would be running counter. If a guy, in other words, if he's got 160 acres and there's 145 are unimproved, you're not liable for that. But if he's over there for some reason on the improved section of the land, do you understand me?
I understand you.
All right.
Line 14 between thee and land, but unimproved portion. Is there an objection? Without objection, Senator Ray?
Move it out of individual rec.
As amended.
As amended.
House Bill 968. AFDC. You want this one?
Glenn, AFDC.
I know what you're
doing. Like it is, you can pay some of the benefits, what, like $100 a month, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's probably a good thing. Which needs to be reported.
Which one is yours, Glenn?
Why would I have liability on my...
Check it out. Get the other here.
Out where?
Get the bill. That's okay. We'll take care of it. John Hackney is checking this out right now, so we're going to the next.
381, John. Did you put the money in for the collective bargaining agreement for the executive branch employees and the
fiscal notice HB 381?
Is that already a gone?
It's right here. He wants to put some other language, and I just double checking that you got this taken care of.
I have 381.
It's
right here, John. It's a debt job.
Which committee is
that?
It's Bill.
They
were
coming.
One
of
you.
One
of you. One of you. Senator Hackney is going to work on House Bill 968 for a few minutes. Oh. 1034 is the sale of state royalty gas to municipality of Anchorage. This is, we had the exact identical in the House bill before, Senate bill before. And if no one wants to take that, I
never seen it.
House Bill 1034, sale of state royalty gas to municipality of Anchorage.
I move and ask to get unanimous consent, Mr. Chairman, that we pass out that with individual House Bill 1034 with individual recommendations.
Without objection.
Yeah. I'll save a little on the gas bill.
Okay, House Bill 381 has all been funded.
Okay.
Okay, give it back to whoever it was. House Concurrent Resolution Number, 71 goes with.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
71, go ahead.
I move and ask unanimous consent to pass out HCR 71 with individual recommendation.
Without objection.
Here, man, let's get some people again.
Sponsor substitute for House Concurrent Resolution Number 45. That's for a senior citizen tax exemption. You got a choice, and you can move out now, or I'll get that.
What is it? What is it? Where is it?
I move and ask unanimous consent, Mr. Chairman.
HCR 45.
We pass out Senate sponsor substitute for House Concurrent Resolution 45. With individual recommendation.
Where's Hackney?
He's working on AFTC. Without objection?
I haven't seen it. I don't even know what it is.
HCR 45.
House Bill 969.
I don't even have it.
Where's 969? I have 968. 968.
Too fast.
Okay, 969 we have before. Is there an objection to put it in the House?
What is it?
969.
What is that?
Oh, past due, do pass. It's always already
past
due.
Past due, do pass? Is that the subject matter? Okay.
Oh, subject is salmon fisheries enhancement. It was signed out of this committee once before.
Oh, well, it's been signed out of it.
Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead.
I'd be willing to serve on a subcommittee and study it this summer if you prefer.
962, that's another?
969. You want to look at this?
Individual rec.
Is that objection?
Okay.
We had it up here.
I forget the mood of the meeting when we had it up here.
Okay, Rick Barrier, try one more time.
This is the fourth time?
Fourth time. House Bill 670.
670.
You weren't here, Bill. It's, we held it over. 670. House Bill 670 is at court building.
Mr. Chairman, I move and ask unanimous consent that we pass out Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 670 with individual recommendations.
Is there an objection?
I object.
There is an objection. How many votes do we have to pass it out?
Mr. Chairman, I think we've got to wait till we get a committee.
We lost our committee.
We call the committee here.
This is like
Cliff Crow.
Sort of
when we
pull
that
one up. It's hot in here.
Yes.
It's so hot in here. It's blue.
All the windows are open for the air conditioning.
Oh, I see.
Well, you got enough votes to get it out, I'm not sure.
Senator Trill, is it possible to encourage you to the table here for a vote?
Here, just
wait. It's going to be the last one.
Okay, there was an objection to put in his bill out with individual recommendations. How many votes do we have to put it out? Motion failed.
Mr. Chairman.
Fifth time, Mr. Chairman.
Jesus, that's five times now. And then we're going to keep on with it?
Yeah.
What?
Is this the last one on the agenda at the moment?
No, we got two more.
Before you put it back in the drawer, I'll ask you just to hold on to that for possible reconsideration here tonight.
Is there an objection to doing that from committee members?
I object. I withdraw my objection.
I replace it.
I forgot one. House Bill
1035.
Overlooked it. House Bill 1035 is an act related to legislative approval of disposition of state royalty oil and gas. And says you shall not enter into a sale unless legislative approval.
This is the one that you have to pass for the anchorage to, isn't it?
It was, I don't know if we do or not. It was stuck in between there, though.
Is that the giveaway now again? No, it's
different. Who wants to testify on it? Hey, you want to testify on it? Tell us what it is.
1035?
Yeah.
Miles, rent a witness?
1035?
Yeah, we need a witness.
1035.
You are the witness.
An act, legislative approval, disposition of royalty on gas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The bill basically is a technical bill as a result of the Cloud the Alive decision that puts on sales of royalty oil and gas. Just says that legislative approval shall be by bill instead of resolution.
Chairman asks for unanimous consent for the passage of committee subsidies being 1035 through the rest. If you do pass.
Is there an objection to a due pass? Without objection. Okay.
I'm going to put no rec on it, but well, you guys couldn't do pass.
Right, yeah. Okay, get a copy. Let's see. We're down to... Glenn, are you ready to name PC?
Sure.
Okay.
Bill number?
House Bill 968.
Mr. Chairman, what this would be kind of a halfway position between what the administration had originally asked for and what the House was one time thinking in terms of.
Move it out of individual recommendation, Mr. Chairman.
That's 968.
$250 a month?
Yes, sir.
That's what we got now.
Move it out now before it gets back. Do you object to that, Bill? Move it out of the recommendation.
No, I think that's a good idea.
Okay, there is a motion. Was it individual or inherent?
Individual rec.
Individual rec.
Is there an objection? Without objection?
$350.
We'll go get some more, maybe four.
That's what you got right there. Deleted goes to $400. Yeah, no, good for him. Where's my bill? Where's my...
Are we ready on 710 now?
Yes.
Very bad. And I want to put that...
If you give $450 a month, I give it back.
You got your $50, give me mine.
Wait till you are $50, you're in.
Larry, did you say you had something for 710?
Where did you pass it off?
Again, old cameras march. I'm so busy over Central 15, I don't think I have time to sign this one.
I'll hold your hand, sir.
Takes four signatures to screw right to. I'm just so busy. Out of goodness of my heart. Central 15, yeah.
Yeah, you get this bill out of committee.
I'm so busy worried about Central 15, I can't think of anything else.
I wonder about that.
Day and night, then.
Day and night, I wake up in the middle of the night.
His phone never stops ringing. My old timers, the third week of the month, they're broke, and what do we do?
Should give them $400 a month.
Right, $50 increments.
Thank you very much. Whoever signed it, please ask.
Goodness of your heart now, Thelma.
Okay, we need to add, look at this.
That bottom one.
Of course, it might never get to the couch, and never get to the floor, I tell them. Just because it comes out of here, I mean...
This goes to heaven.
They told me she had somebody shot. They see the flowers already. Who is it?
What's that?
House Bill 710.
What is that?
Education.
Frank, you want to sit down at the front?
Move it out, individual recommendation.
House Bill 710 started with Senator Ferguson finding monies from previous years and the capital budgets, which had been appropriated to his district, however, had never been used by the various departments. And so he started reappropriating those for different uses that he wanted. And after that came about, then we started working with the House, because when House Bill 60 passed, there were some language problems and stuff like that, so we tried to correct them in House Bill 710. In addition to that, we've had various senators adding various things in terms of changes between various other bills to this, and we're trying to keep it very clean. There have been a couple of appropriations added, and these have been by the administration. In addition to that, which school was the other one? Who was the other one named appropriation?
Mr. Chairman?
Okay, Senator. Okay, this, do you have this outline detail? It's from Gary Pesca to myself, June 1st. Senate Finance Committee House Bill 710 that explains this analysis. It's like section, like this.
See in our 710 file, Mr. Chairman?
Should be.
House 710.
Section 1 through 19 and 53 are appropriation transfers requested by the Division of Budget Management, Section 20 through 24, 26 through 28, 40, 43 through 52.
I agree with that.
Are requested by Senator Ferguson. Senator Ferguson.
Fergie, wake up.
Matches are
just about lost.
Memory of matches.
Where are my 86,000?
Go ahead, Senator Ferguson. You have the floor.
I didn't look in the valleys. I'm sure you've got
projects. He's got it in there.
Mr. Chairman, I have appropriations that have been appropriated at my request going back to 1970. And what I've done is for those corporations in my district, I've reallocated where those projects are going to go, such as the Barron Museum. I put it in 1972. It's been sitting for 8 years now, and to me, I feel there are projects that need to be done now. We had a building up in Barrow for $160,000, and I added another $160,000 about 2 years later. Those appropriations have not been used. The state is contracting with the borough now, and so I'm just reappropriating for other projects in my district that I feel are worthwhile. I don't know the bill per se, what the House had passed over earlier, which is the administration's bill, and I don't know what the Finance Committee may have added to it.
Okay, in your backup for House Bill 710, there's explanations of additions for various sections, and then they just passed one out, which was a commitment that has been made on the University of Alaska, and I screwed up. It was to the Prince William Sound Community College. Like Section 42 of Free Commons Committee, substitute for Article 566, etc. You want to go through every section with this
man? What the hell are you doing?
Yeah. Appropriation transfers from various bills this year, appropriation transfers from previous year's appropriations for improvements that have not been built, where the money's just sitting there. New appropriations that the administration has requested as a result of mistakes they made in fiscal notes. For example, today we got one on Senate Bill 199 for local REAA, local match. If there's any questions, I can explain, because we tried to keep every section explained, and it's clean as far as I know. No ink, ink.
It's the only time I've ever seen a guy make something, nothing out of nothing, and make something.
Phil?
Yeah?
Toby.
I can have it. Funding source.
They said they gave him an appropriation which had been agreed to, which was going to be transferred. They cleared it to the governor's office. He didn't put it in.
It's the $1,200,000 put in for back to the time I
okay. Okay, are there any questions that I can answer? Or Ron there?
Yeah, wait a minute. I'm trying to find 710. Let me see 710.
710? It's in your file.
Mr. President, is it in order for me to move this in? Or
that's automatically included. This is
thank
just
you.
A draft.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, the items that you've got there on the side.
Oh,
are you going to move those in separately?
They're all moving.
Okay.
God tends to be kind when you get up in the morning.
This is really just a cleanup. 99% cleanup, 95% cleanup.
Some of those corporations have been around for years and years and years. You got about 400,000 miles. I don't feel so bad about your ring.
What do you mean, you don't know? I think it's the same thing.
He's got it. He says he's going to do something about it.
It's only right here with golden horns. He's the lesser thing.
Maybe it's already done.
I'm going to be the bird. Can you imagine that? He's doing the rotten bastard. It's in
all of us should
Did you get the wrong?
This?
Yeah. Kathy, can you send any down, any bills down? Okay. We're almost done. We're just getting drafted language on this one.
Michael, I'm here 1 second here. Friend.
$20,000 appropriated in general fund to the Department of Transportation for planning preliminary work for dredging Gold Creek in Juneau. God, how did I manage to read through that writing?
School Street.
Okay, is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah. Do pass?
I move that was a do pass.
How many do pass do we have? Let raise your hand, though.
I but then make it.
He's a do pass. I think we're all do pass. I move that we rescind our action then. Or do I have to rescind anything? Can I just.
No, we're bringing up again.
Mr. Chairman, I move it for the sixth time.
Sixth time.
That we bring up. Senate committee, let's see, Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 670.
Is there an objection?
Object.
There's an objection to bringing it up. How many people want to bring it up?
Can we bring it up?
We got four to bring it up.
670.
It is now before you.
I'm going to say it a little louder so that nobody can claim they didn't hear what I said.
What'd you say?
I move and ask unanimous consent that we pass Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 670 from the committee with individual recommendations.
Object.
There's an objection. How many want to put out an individual recommendation?
Two, three.
How many,
what was the vote?
Four.
So
out. It's out.
Did you put that out?
I am
supposed
to put that out.
Yes, the abuse.
Okay, we got general appropriations. We got AFDC. What were the other two that you wanted to bring up? Oh, 392. I thought we brought up domestic violence. Oh, we
don't look much like a carpenter, but you must be a pretty good butcher. And House Bill 381.
What's 381?
That's the one that we're going to.
It'll serve you right. All of you have a number of your own.
That's a cut.
Step in the wrong place.
Yeah. We're going to fish down.
Okay, without objection, we have before us House Bill 392. It's on domestic violence and changing, etc. Bill Ray.
What'd I do?
You're an expert on this.
Domestic violence.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
Yep. It is not.
I know. And what does human law want to do?
Page 4, line 20, here I'll give you. I lost the cover sheet. Yeah. Out of my packet. Garbage can.
Is an attorney in the house?
Get the attorney.
Right
here?
Yeah, get
yeah.
It.
Attorney's bill passes
around with us. Let's take that.
I can't even find a paperclip.
Notice the false came in the news. They're all on those open items in the budget.
How come I'm the only one smiling and laughing at the quick fun? Terry, you did pass.
Three.
Do it not pass.
Yeah. You did it. You passed it. You got three. It's
harder to do. I don't think it's going up too high.
Can we bring up 381?
There's no loss in this.
Can we bring up 381 while you're waiting for the attorney?
Bill, did you want an attorney or?
No, I got an idea.
Good enough? Okay.
Is it?
It's too late to start crying now.
I know. We're putting money in the budget. I hope there's nothing there for nerds.
Okay.
Okay, it's time to Ray.
In fairness to Representative Malone, Kim and I have a difference of opinion on the form of the petition. And what his wording would do would to make it would weaken the position. In other words, it'd make it harder to prove. If a person signs a petition swearing out a complaint on another person as to domestic violence, and it's untrue, then they face a penalty. If it and what he says is they would knowingly have to do that, which weakens it. You'd have to prove that they knowingly. So I thought that that's what I thought that he was going to come home and do all this stuff to me, sort of. Or back and forth.
Do you have a motion?
I would move it out of the original form. Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute. House Bill 392, approval of your recommendation.
Is there an objection? If somebody wants to put it on, they can put it on the floor.
Yeah, 392? By judiciary.
A judiciary version. Okay, House Bill 381.
Mr. Chairman?
You remember.
Go ahead.
I move that, and I've distributed one page that I propose to do a committee substitute or a committee, Senate committee substitute to essentially gut the original 381 and to insert the handout that I've given as the committee substitute. And what this does essentially is again underscore the legislature's intent that the that government is not to attempt to regulate churches. They've now tried to regulate them under the daycare statutes under the municipalities, and it's an end run around the law that we passed.
He's got it.
Back.
He's got it.
What is that purchase of social services?
Lost the room.
You see this?
No, I don't have it.
Yeah, you have a copy of it.
No,
I
don't have anything
to
pay either.
I don't have a copy of it.
Yeah,
I don't
have a copy of it.
Wait a minute. I got a 381.
You got it, sir.
I don't have the original. I don't have nothing.
Here, man.
No, there's nothing in it.
I didn't do anything.
How much enough again?
Did you take the bill out of the folder?
Yeah. No.
This is 381?
Oh, no, no, no.
I don't see anything up there.
We have to have
look in your stack that we signed out. Did we sign it?
I want to be a legitimate church. 162. 1. You're trusting me with all that. I don't think because I just got the time off.
You know what? Get another one. We'll do that.
Yeah. I think you ought to have it that at least it's been in existence as an organization for X years, like 25 years. You could organize some really good.
You get a church of the seven lambs of God. And,
you know, a legitimate church is one thing, but what about, you know, in my district right now, there's a bunch of guys forming churches that died stacked.
Who's got their original?
They're legitimate.
Well, but are they, this only, yeah, if you read, it says, license of daycare facility, except that a municipality may not regulate daycare facilities which operate, supervise, control, or principally.
Yeah.
So
basically, or church or
we're talking
or
daycare
church.
Facilities, not boats or canneries or that sort of thing.
Well, I know that. Yeah, I quite understand that. But what would prevent some shyster from deciding he was a church and going ahead in an old shack and operating a daycare facility and going to church under the United Church? You know, that's what I'm saying.
All right, let's put an... Okay, I have no objection if we put an effective date.
Do you have an extra copy?
Sure.
Well, if they've been an association or a church, that's practically every leading one for 10 years, 25 years.
Or say 5 years, but I don't know how many people have started in Anchorage right now, I mean in Alaska right now, and it would, I know anybody that's
calling me. I have no objection to new ones coming in. What I object to is something that calls itself a church that is, in fact, meets no definition but the IRS code.
Why can't they regulate them?
Yeah, I don't get the end of that.
We don't want them regulating schools.
Municipalities?
Municipalities?
Yeah, municipalities regulating
through the school board.
Well, listen, through the churches at when we start over. We don't want them regulating the schools as though they were daycare centers. And essentially, the way they're trying to do it now through the municipality is to categorize the private schools, Christian schools, church schools as daycare centers.
Is this a moral majority bill?
This is I think, supported by all of the facilities that have church-operated schools.
What, Catholic
all,
Church?
Yes, all of them, I think.
I'm not.
Well, Mr. Chairman?
You agree?
Go ahead, Senator Ray.
You mean to tell me that just because that they have a daycare facility in the church that you're not going to allow anybody to rent? That doesn't make any sense at all.
What kind of
What's the difference between them and private institution?
No, this is...
They have to meet fire code and everything else, don't they? But here, they don't have to do anything.
That's not true. They're still regulated under other sections for fire, safety, and health, and all of that. This is simply that they're trying to regulate and tell them who they can hire for daycare or for... they have to have licensed daycare, people who watch the children in church on a Sunday morning, that sort of thing. I just don't think that's appropriate.
No, I don't have any problem with that, but you have such broad language here that they don't have to... You're eliminating from any kind of regulation.
Well, no, this
any kind of regulation.
This doesn't exempt them from...
What's Title 29?
It's
municipal?
Yeah.
Municipal government?
Yeah. But this doesn't... it's my understanding that this does not preempt them or take them out of regulation of the fire, safety, and health codes.
You better make sure, Bill.
We're going to do it right now.
I don't have any argument with it. I mean,
yes,
that I was just doing
it.
I think that you should just get them, wipe them out.
Like being in a sauna.
Church Association Convocation Convention, whatever it is, has been in existence as an organization locally or nationally for at least 25 years.
Do you have that written up?
Yes. I will. And I am not, in other words, the Baptists have been in existence hundreds of years.
Catholics.
Mm-hmm. But you're going to have some guy that decides he's a church, and for 5 hours he says United Church of California.
Yeah, it's like a preacher, they got free rides. Yeah. You're right.
And I think there's a...
Could you read it again?
Okay, this is the way it... Except that a municipality may not regulate daycare facilities which are operated, supervised, controlled, or principally supported by a church or a convention or association of churches. And now, at that stage, we've got to add something that says that... And I see I don't have it correct.
What in the world is a convention?
Well, some churches are
conventions. They're called conventions?
Or associations.
Well, I can hear associations.
Like the Southern
churches.
Baptist Convention.
Convention of churches. Okay, gotcha. Right,
I guess we'd have to put it in here. Again, back to 22. Except that a municipality may not regulate daycare facilities of a church, convention, or association of churches if they have been in existence locally or nationally for at least 25 years.
I don't think it goes there.
It does not, you're correct. That sentence needs to be slightly changed.
What did you find out, Bill?
It's my determination that this does not address the subject of the fire safety and health, and that this section does not address them. So you can look at it.
George?
And Ms. I talked to Bradley about that. And Bill, I think you'll find that the safety fire...
I've got it in the correct place. That has it.
Which line?
Okay, in line 24, when you follow church or convention or association churches, that has been in existence as an organization locally or nationally for at least 25 years. Just after church, you just put that has been in existence. As an organization locally or nationally for at least 25 years.
You just add new language after the period that has been in existence for 25 years.
Yes, essentially.
Essentially, or is that the language?
I had it attested. That has been in existence as an organization, locally or nationally, for at least 25 years.
That way. Yeah. That would be an easier way.
You might be right. There might have been a loophole in it, not
right.
Separate.
per se, we're going to suggest that the site...
Staff have the minute?
In the, comes off of the...
The grammar might still be in the church building.
We wouldn't want them, we wouldn't want them off in another neighborhood, or across four and a half.
We're coming to our crumpled up.
The approval study begins, the church facility are immediately adjacent to it, like, that sort of thing, that way they can't be across town. Mr. Chairman?
Senator Sumner?
I move that, we ask staff to draft an amendment that would essentially limit the, limit the substitute so that they could only operate these facilities within the confines of the church facilities itself or immediately adjacent thereto.
Rob?
And,
Rob, did you help with the drafting this?
And, unless this one has been moved, that has been in existence as the... Yeah, the Cthulhu Amendment. And that we draft a committee substitute that incorporates all of these items. And under that circumstances, I think we could...
Okay, let's have, Rob, we'll just have Senator Sumner repeat your first amendment, not your amendment, not the Cthulhu Amendment.
The licensing of daycare facilities. Supported by church here. We, in somewhere, wherever it's appropriate in here, I want to limit them to those daycare facilities located within the church facility, the church buildings or facilities itself, confines of the church facilities itself, or immediately adjacent thereto. We're just trying to eliminate somebody starting out. One completely across town.
Where is the baggie? Where is the baggie?
With all these denominations, we know the Lord is taking care of some of them, but we're not quite sure which one.
Looks to me like he's taking care of all of them pretty well.
Is that the last thing he's going to do?
No, I think there's two other bills.
How many? Two other bills. We have to do 710 here.
And Mr. Chairman, with those two amendments, I'm sorry, not amendments, but with the committee substitute corrected, that form I'd move that we pass it out with individual recommendations.
Okay, you've heard the motion. The motion is that Finance Committee substitute for HB 381 be passed from committee with individual recs.
There we go.
There we go. How many do passes? How many no recs?
Move out.
Okay.
Move out.
Next one. Couple resolutions.
We're going to move out. Committee substitute for House Bill 710 is amended. Do we know anything on that?
I don't think we've amended that.
Did we amend that?
It's just, it's everything in it.
Amended that sufficiently.
It's passed.
Accommodates your needs.
Yeah, all those amendments were part of the original.
Did we vote that out yet?
No, we didn't.
Well, let's move it out. I moved it out 710. I thought we sent it out.
That's a whole bill.
We did.
We did. Certainly we did.
I think we got one more signed it four times.
Jerry. Oh, you wanted your bill.
710.
Jerry billed it.
No, I'll make a call right now.
Feet down.
Don't tell him we bailed him out.
Yeah. I'll get him copies.
That's it.
I don't think so. I thought I heard two more calls. We have one. Let's see. Before we bring up HB 962 for discussion. Without objection?
HB 962. Yes, sir. Just going to change it. I think that's your amendment. Except we're going to change it to it's repealed in 82. Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I've got an amendment.
It is not.
Mr. Speaker, want to just sit at the end? Calling back to order, Representative Petula.
Mr. President.
Governor Petula.
Mr. Chairman, we have an amendment. Mr. Garner, Speaker Garner can state it, and it's a Senate amendment, essentially.
It's a two-page amendment. What it is, it should be part of your materials. This is an amendment that Senators Killian and agreed he would support the legislation with, which is a sunset amendment, and it should read 1982. So it gives them 2 years to try it out. He was concerned that the thing would be locked in forever.
Since 83, we changed it to 82.
Mr. Chairman,
that's acceptable to me. Senator Sumner?
What's the new fiscal note with the amendments?
$3 million.
For 2 years. Mr. Chairman, I'm going to oppose that. Unless we can just do it with an appropriation without establishing it.
It's a by appropriation bill.
Okay, by appropriation rather than the tax credit.
The first year would be by appropriation, which is House Bill 1002. And then the second year would be by credit, but that would sunset. See, the only way to do it other than that would be an appropriation for $6 million. Which probably causes more problems.
Okay. Stand here. For Senator Ray.
Why don't we just...
2 hours into the recommendation?
As amended.
As amended.
What's the amendment?
I don't know.
It's right here.
It's a technical amendment.
Do you need all the material and just the following? Yes. Yeah.
Is there an objection?
Is this the one that we're talking about? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Individual.
It'll have to be amended.
Is that the end,
Mr. Chairman?
Oh, Senator Coleman?
I move for the that we bring up HB 1002 for discussion.
1002 is before you. 1002 is a special appropriation of $3 million. Senator Coleman?
Mr. Chairman, this House Bill 1002 is the other half of the bill that just passed out, which is the
same
appropriation. Of.
Without objection. Senate is adjourned. Senate Finance Committee is adjourned. Sine die.
I have one other bill.
Use
this for what? It's properly before the committee.
What I don't want to, Mr. Chairman, what I don't want to do is have to vote on the same motion of Representative Phillips on every other project down here. And again, if we're going to do it in one case, we might as well do it for all of them. We might make that motion on all of these. Save us a lot of time to figure out what we're doing.
I don't get the Senator gist of your motion, but you're just saying in context.
Senator Kelly?
That Representative Phillips' motion applies to all of the projects under discussion today.
Representative
Phillips might want to restate his motion.
Senator Ray?
Whose motion is in order? I made a motion, he amended it, you amended it. How many amendments do you have to amendment to amendment to an amendment?
We have, I think we're in order now. If we're not, correct me. I'll call on the parliamentarian, Senator Sager.
No, I do have a parliamentary question, though, Mr. Chairman. I don't know what we're looking at. SCR 43 and HCR 41 down there. If we appropriate the money, these resolutions have to pass, and that's the end of our participation, except we have the committee going.
I missed your reference to the resolution.
SCR 43 and HCR 41. Otherwise, if they pass the legislation, we fund them here today. That's the end of it. I don't know where
those, sir, my understanding is that those are still in the hopper, have not passed.
That's correct. Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry that I missed your question.
What?
If they pass, then we don't...
I don't understand why representatives, representative, why Chair's motion would be made applicable for resolutions. You're saying that all these projects, that is everything except the resolution, would be perhaps in order to make the resolution.
To help us get through this, I'd like to suggest that, that we withdraw both the amendment to the amendment, and consider the main motion, and then go back to the question of how great the involvement is in the disbursement of the funds.
Mr. Chairman, I withdraw my amendment.
Senator Kelly, is that agreeable that you withdraw? So without objection, then we'll withdraw the amendments. Representative Miller, were you seeking the floor?
No, I was just going to make you up with the same suggestion.
Okay. Yes. Is there further discussion, or are we ready to vote on the main motion?
Do you need to amend it?
I never made an amendment.
No, we just recall.
You never made one.
What is the motion?
Okay, the motion is before us for vote. All in favor of the motion to appropriate for this purpose $100,000 Medicaid data processing? Indicate by raising your right hand. Do you have a count? Yeah. Representative, you want to take a roll call? Would that be easier? Since there's hands going up and down.
Mr. Chair, we're just very brief at ease.
Say again?
Very brief at ease.
We're going to get the signals.
Right, exactly.
We're in the middle of a vote. Let's go through with the vote, sir, if that's not objectionable.
Representative Brown?
Yes.
Representative Elias?
Yes.
Representative Fuller?
Yes.
Representative Gardner?
No.
Senator Hackney? Senator Kelly?
Yes.
Representative McKinnon?
No.
Senator Mealon?
Yes.
Representative Miller?
No.
Representative Phillips?
No.
Senator Ray?
Yes.
Senator Ziegler?
Yes.
Senator Holman?
Yes.
Eight
yeas, four nays, the motion passes. We stand at ease.
Too late now.
I don't, yeah, right. I wanted to check with my leader down here. That's all right.
I'm sorry.
His name came after, so it didn't make a difference.
And we had his name for the first
name. Yeah, I know. Yeah. In the absence of the
What do you mean picking all these rocks today, Senator?
Yeah.
Oh, you got a weak stomach or something? When everybody sits at the table, and some people that have had their food somewhere else, it's proper to acknowledge the other people that are going to eat at this time.
I got three of them now.
shits we have to swallow some of this crap and mark up. But come on, George. George, it's good. We're never going to get done.
Call the meeting back to order. Representative Gardner.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that the items appearing on this list, which do not have a committee running them, which would be SCR 43.
Which do not have a committee form?
Yeah. SCR 43 is the only one I see that has a committee running it.
No.
That's the SCR 43. The function of that is basically to continue a committee from last session.
Okay, and the airship study, I guess that's supposed to go to the Senate Special Committee on Transportation.
That's right, since they have done some work and I think have...
Okay, is SB 455, is that a committee or commission that the money would go through?
There would be a committee under the guidance of Senator Stimson, and membership is not good.
All right, I would exempt those three proposals from my motion.
A point of information, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Brown.
Yes, but also with regard to the telecommunications request, while the 50% of it that's anticipated for House use would be all contractual services for the House Research Agency, my understanding is that the half of it that would be going to the Senate was intended for a committee according to the way the request was. It would be the Senate Special Committee qualified by your decision of presiding officers, but I think the request was that the same committee as last year exists. So half of that money would also involve the committee.
Okay. There's one amendment, Mr. Speaker.
Yes.
There is a standing Senate Banking Committee.
Okay, I would exempt the Senate Banking Committee, SCR 43, Senate Bill 455, the airship study, and the one half, the $85,000 of the $170,000 in telecommunications that goes to the Senate Telecommunications Committee.
Why wouldn't you consider the whole $170,000 project?
Well,
I don't know what his motion is.
The other half of it is going to be contracted out. So the half that is proposed to go would be contracted. So since it's a contract, then just keep it under the motion.
So you would exempt the House? Would you state your motion?
No, I'm going to exempt this money that goes to the Senate Telecommunications Committee is what Mr. Brown has got me saying.
He's about to make a motion that this stuff doesn't apply to. I guess that's what's confusing.
That's what's being exempted up.
From his motion, whatever it's going to be.
Okay, so then...
Well, wait a minute now. You mean half of this telecommunications goes to the House and half goes to the Senate?
Yeah.
Well, does the House sign the letter on the contract or is it all personal services?
That'll be contractual services, House Research. It will not be a committee.
Oh, and your section will be covered by the motion.
Right.
Yeah, my section will be covered by the motion, whatever it's going to be.
Have you made a motion that we didn't hear it this in the third?
My motion is that those contractual items on this list, with the exceptions that I listed, that those contracts be approved by the Legislative Council. My point is what I envision having. We're going to have several Legislative Council meetings as we do always, and those contracts, and I assume that there will be a person appointed or in charge of the project. They'll put together their project, and the person they wish to contract come to the council meeting and lay their proposal out and say, I'm going to hire X person for X amount of dollars in a contract to do X, Y, Z, and then the council can yay or nay it.
Okay, I would suggest that hasn't been approved by the council. It may be that we want to allow that decision to be made by a subcommittee of the council. Whoever's on it. I don't know that I want to meet that frequently, personally. I'll be concerned with the functioning of an individual committee.
Mr. Chairman, I wasn't suggesting that the council run the day-to-day part of the contracts, but the contracts have to be let, right, and signed. At that point, that the council make a decision, right? Once and a person, for instance, whatever one you want to pick here, campaign to promote Alaska Seafood that we just heard from Senator Cletta. Senator Cletta is interested in that project. We did set aside $211,000 to do the project. He would come to council meeting whenever the next council meeting is, and he would have his project put together and say, I'm going to contract with so-and-so for $211,000 to do a cookbook, whatever they're going to do. And at that point, the council says yay or nay on the contract. And then from that point on, Senator Cletta oversee the contract.
Mr. Speaker, I understand the procedure that you're describing, and what I'm saying is that I don't personally support that approach. I think that it's better to develop a subcommittee of the council to be concerned with definition of the need of that particular project area and how the funds should be dispersed. You see, there's an alternative way to approaching that. I don't feel that I want to spend time to become knowledgeable into the project area's concern and be in a position to vote intelligently on whether one contractor is more suitable for the purpose or not, or another.
So, I have a proposal, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Ray?
In the hopes of easing this up a little bit and accommodating the speaker up to a point, I am going to make a proposed motion after the speaker withdraws his motion. And that proposed motion would be that the Legislative Council approves Senate Banking Committee and the appropriation, Senate Bill 455, the commission and the appropriation, telecommunications as stated. How are we going to work that appropriation some way?
And you're talking about the part that doesn't involve
right.
Financial services.
Right, and the airship study. That way we'll remove those, and then you can make a motion on the rest of them.
And SCR 43.
And SCR 43, excuse me.
Well, that's what I did, was I made a motion on the other one. My motion did not include the list you read.
But you made a negative motion rather than an affirmative.
Okay, just keep, if it helps, I'll remove my motion momentarily and let Senator Ray make his motion.
Representative Brown, your point of view.
I'm afraid things are a little more complicated than I said because I didn't understand what motion the speaker was going to make. It may well be that the Senate committee that would be using half of the telecommunications money may wish some of that for consulting services. I think they wanted some flexibility there as to whether that would all be staff or some consulting services. So I'm not sure, and it may not be that the decision hasn't even been made yet as to whether or not that half of the funding would or would not involve contractual services. But I thought there was going to be something else going on. I didn't know what the motion the speaker was going to make. So I don't know where that leaves us with regard to that half on whatever policy might be adopted.
Well, Senator Ray?
Mr. Chairman, I would move the adoption of the appropriation and the recipient thereof, Senate Banking Committee, SCR 43, SB 45, telecommunications, and the airship study. That way we removed all of those, then you can get to any other stuff.
And did you, sir, did you move SCR 43?
Yes, sir.
So we have then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 projects?
Right.
Within the scope of your motion?
Right.
Mr. Chairman, what was the 10th one?
Starting at the top, Senate Banking Committee, SCR 43, SB 455, telecommunication in its entirety, that's the question, and the airship study. Senator Ray, did you move telecommunication in its entirety?
Yes, sir. And of course, the SCR 43 and the SBR 45 would be contingent, I guess, on the passage of that legislation.
Well, if they were contingent upon the passage, then they shouldn't be considered here, since they would be funded under the fiscal note section of the budget. I think we're including them here because passage is not anticipated.
Well, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Kelly.
That answers your question. If that legislation can't get through the entire legislature, why are we undercutting the will of the majority of the legislature in this committee by funding?
That's one interpretation, Senator Kelly. Another might be that they're just hung up, and the press to adjourn doesn't allow them consideration by the full legislature. You know, that's a sort of a flip side. What are you smiling about?
Well, Mr. Chairman, there are a lot of bills that are being hung up by one or two people who have the necessary clout, and I think there's a lot of Senate bills that are being hung up in the House, and a lot of House bills are being hung up in the Senate. And some of those have slipped through the cracks, and I think the majority of the people on the House, in the House and in the Senate, would vote in the affirmative of a lot of the bills that are being held up at this particular time, so your criteria doesn't stand.
Are we ready for the question?
Oh, wait a minute. My criteria doesn't stand. What if there's no
Senator
merit to these?
Kelly has this one.
What if there's no merit to that? All right, let's... I don't want to get into a floor debate, but HCR 41, that'd be a tough one for the majority members of this, you know, probably in the Senate to accept. There's, you know, there's no merit to a 14-member council funding it, as far as I can see. If it's been turned down by the membership.
All right, we'll include the Irish with the Chinese refugees.
Right.
That is excluded, we might point out. Representative Miller?
Yeah, I was just going to, Mr. Chairman, I was just going to point out there's two very legitimate ways for us to institute studies. One of those is to go the resolution route, passes both houses. Nothing wrong with that. We've been doing it for years. The other route is for this body, which is specifically has the authority on its own motion to approve projects. Nothing wrong with that. We've been doing that for years. And it's, you know, it's. I think it's a waste of time for us to stand here and try to debate which is the better route. They're both perfectly legitimate, and they both have been functioning very well. And, you know, that's just the way it is.
Senator Ray, and then Representative Lyser.
There are a lot of, there are many hundreds of thousands of dollars that are appropriated to a body of this legislature that will be used on subjects that nobody knows what they are at this particular time and don't know if they're going to be of any interest to anybody except one or two legislators. So we do that all the time also. So we...
Representative Lyser.
Chairman, I think Senator Kelly has a very good point. This point was brought up by others in our on the House side, and it seems to me that we are in session, that the committees are functioning, and that's a proper procedure to put these bills through the committees. And because there are some of those on legislative council who have the opportunity to put these little things in, shortcutting the system, I think, you know, I really question that ability. I think it's a good point. I don't know it might have been a practice in the past, but that doesn't necessarily make it proper.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I choose to speak for Minority Leader Hayes in the House. He isn't here at this time, and I know he has a great interest in resettling the Indochina refugees. In fact, he's one of the strong ones in the House, and I'll speak up for him, even though his own members won't.
Mr. Speaker.
Senator Chairman? Kelly, did you have a comment?
Well, yeah. the point is raised that if you want to take a look at these projects, if the legislation doesn't pass and the session's over, if you want to look at it in August, that's another story. But while the session's in progress, and these are being considered by the membership of the legislature, I think it's a little arrogant for the legislative council to come in and fund them like this.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Speaker,
I want to speak to the issue of arrogance. I think Senator Chair Kelly's making some pretty arrogant statements. I think, why not talk about it? Everybody remembers his committee, and members of the House were told 2 years ago, what do you mean you don't like this $100,000 for this committee? It's part of an organizational deal, right? The House has to go along with it because the Senate leadership agreed with it to organize the Senate.
Well, that's the way you're
going to
talk,
all week. Yeah, here's the Senate president who delivered for his member. Now, you know,
That's actually relevant to the question.
I have a door. It's not irrelevant. Let's keep the point is that Senator Jermaine has pointed out that, as did Governor Hammond, that something about prime rib. But there's a lot of different ways to think it. If Senator Kelly doesn't think one of these proposals is meritorious, he can vote against it. I voted against the proposal here because I didn't think it was. And that's a proper thing to do, and not to say that this is the wrong process because, you know, the end of it was Senator Kelly got his money, even though it wasn't a very good process, right? And lo and behold, actually a piece of legislation passed that he was involved in with his committee. So maybe that proves that House members who were bitching about it were wrong, and that maybe he did do a good job, even though we were opposed to it in the first place. So, you know, everybody has their own priorities and thinks some proposals are good, but I think the simple way to deal with it, if you think one of these proposals stinks, vote against it. And don't say that we can't bring it up here.
Let's keep going. Representative Senator Hackney.
Mr. President, Mr. Chairman.
Governor Hackney.
It appears to me that the amount of time that we've spent arguing over these items as a group, we could have passed all of the individual items or failed them right down the line.
And I personally think there's some stinkers in this bunch that we're being asked to accept en masse, and I'm not willing to vote on them en masse. I think we should take them item by item from the top. And I think having established our position, we can probably do that fairly rapidly now.
Fine. So I'm speaking against the motion, or the incipient motion, or the proposed amendment to the motion, or whatever the heck we have before us.
We have a rather clean motion.
In order not to confuse my colleague here, who's been asleep the rest of the day, earlier in this meeting, I would withdraw my amendment and motion, or whatever it was I did. It's been so long, I forgot where I was.
Okay, without objection, the motion is withdrawn. Representative Brown.
Mr. Chairman, I think this may expedite things. I'm going to move everything on the sheet of paper with the understanding that those people who feel that any one of them is not appropriate would then make an amendment to delete one, and then those would be debated on a case-by-case basis on the motions to amend. So I move all the projects on this sheet that's been passed.
And how, with an objection, that they will drop off consideration of...
No, it's just that now my intention, Mr. Chairman, would be that then if anyone has a question on any one of the others, that they would move to delete for the purposes of discussing the particular one they're questioning about.
All right.
So that is as an amendment to my motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'll object to each one of them. So we can go through them one at a time.
Why don't you vote on them all at once and count that as the vote?
So the effect is that your motion has been handled by his objection?
No, because he hasn't made a motion to amend. He just objected to the unanimous consent.
All right, make your motion to have one vote for the whole work.
And your motion to amend.
Mr. Chairman, I withdrew my motion because Senator Ray wanted to make a motion. Now he's withdrawn his. So I guess I want to read.
I was going to make another motion.
Let's get on with something.
Representative Brown.
Mr. Chairman, out of consideration of the speaker, it's been so long I had forgotten I was drawing my mind.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Ray. I make a motion that we approve the Senate Banking Committee $120,000.
I move question. Ask the unanimous. Is there objection to the motion? Hearing no objection? The motion is.
Mr. President, Mr. Chairman, I move that we adopt Senate concurrent resolution 43.
Is there objection to the motion?
Not the resolution itself.
Is there
objection? Tab order. Now, is there objection to the motion?
Clarification, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Phillips objects. Representative Brown, you have the floor.
Maybe assume the motion is the funding indicated in that item.
Yes.
I'm sorry. You're asking a question about the funding?
That the motion is for the funding indicated in the item identified by the CR 43.
We establish a joint committee, Mr. Chairman, concerned with the organization and proceedings of the State Constitutional Convention, appropriate $143,000 for their expenses.
You maintain your objection? You wish the floor?
Yes.
Representative Phillips?
Mr. Chairman, I do not know how this money is being spent, and that's the reason why I'm objecting. I think somebody knows.
Question. I think the figure generated from the fiscal note, which has been, which accompanies the resolution, I'm not sure.
Now I have to buy this one.
Everybody knows where it's for. I said, I mean, it should have been in secret about it.
No, I don't know what I'm doing.
It's not a committee, but just move the list. Move the whole list. I move the whole list.
Huh?
Move the whole list.
Representative Phillips, do you have a question? Do you maintain your objection?
Yes, I do, Mr. Chairman. Right here, I have a fiscal note of $143,000, but it's not enough information here to make a judgment.
Question's been called for?
Question's been called for.
Roll call.
Representative Brown.
Yes.
Representative Lassen.
Yes.
Representative Fuller.
Yes.
Representative Gardner.
Yes.
Senator Hackney.
No.
Senator Kelly.
Representative Miller.
Yes.
Representative Phillips.
Yes.
Senator Ray.
Yes.
Senator Killian.
Yes.
Senator Ziegler. Senator Olman.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman.
Just a minute. So that motion passes 12-1, Senator Ray.
Mr. Chairman, I don't know how the rest of the people who are sitting here, I think I'm going to inform that I will vote on all of them. I will move all of them on the page.
Objection.
Question.
Motion has been made to adopt all of the remaining projects on the page. There's objection noted. Are we
question.
Ready for the question?
Question.
Roll call.
Yes. Representative Brown.
Yes.
Representative Wasson.
No.
Representative Fuller.
Yes.
Representative Gardner.
No.
Senator Acton.
No.
Senator Kelly.
Yes.
Representative McKinnon.
No.
Senator Mueller.
Yes.
Representative Miller.
Yes.
Representative Phillips.
No.
Senator Ray.
Yes.
Senator Killian.
No.
Senator Holman.
Yes.
Seven to six.
Motion passes.
7-6.
Don't we need 8 votes to pass?
Need 8 votes?
Well, I tried. Does anyone, let's try to do one. Does anyone wish to change their vote?
Aren't you? Are you
going to
vote?
Yes.
Or,
make Tillian change his vote.
Does anyone wish to change their vote, or do we wish to go on for another hour and a half?
Does anybody wish to change their vote?
Mr.
President. Mr. Sherman.
Mr. President.
I'm not sure I want to change my vote.
But I think I'm going to.
President Tillian moves to change his vote. Does any other member wish to change?
Rise above principle.
This is a
rotten budget.
The count? So the motion passes 8-5.
Mr.
Speaker.
I'd like to remake my motion at this time. And the motion would be that those items which don't have a committee, that our contracts be, that those contracts be approved by the council before they go in effect.
I would amend that,
Senator.
Either by direct or telephonic approval.
Point of order, question, I guess, Mr. Chairman.
Point of information.
Yeah.
Senator Acton.
Did we outlaw telephonic?
I would hope so.
Not on this.
Mr. Chairman.
It's a procedural motion.
Mr. Scott. The question is, was the court ruling outlawed? Was there a court ruling outlawed?
Mr. Chairman,
Mr. Speaker, you have the floor.
I think that the chairman plans to have a meeting of the council in an appropriate time that would allow us to easily, the council to easily approve these. If they're ready to go.
The chairman intends to call a meeting whenever the majority of the membership desire a meeting. So far, I've had a suggestion for the 1st of August in Anchorage.
Give members the
Mr.
time
Speaker,
to
you
get
have
their
four?
Projects ready. It's probably taking that long, and Mert's going to have to draw up contracts and all this and everything, and that'd probably be a good time. I think my concern is this. You look at these and you see a 5-word explanation on here, a few sentences, sounds like a reasonable idea, or you trust the members. Maybe there's a few turkeys in there that all of us will have to take credit for. Or maybe somebody uses staff people to campaign with, or some weird thing like that. Right? I don't want to have, as a member of the council who approved those things, be in any part of that. So I don't think that'll happen if they have to come back in public and be approved by all the members of the legislature. I think then they'll all stay on the straight and narrow, and they'll all be very credible projects, which I think is what's intended and what